Riding for Pleasure, The Elves and the Shoemaker. Many years ago, there was a shoe shop. A shoemaker and his wife lived there. They were very poor. They only had one piece of leather. They wanted to make one more pair of shoes. That night, the shoemaker put the leather on the table. Then they went to bed. The next day, the shoemaker saw a new pair of shoes on the table. He was very happy. Soon, a man came into the shop. He bought the shoes. Now the shoemaker had some money. The shoemaker bought more leather. He wanted to make two pairs of shoes. He put the leather on the table. Then he went to bed. The next day, there were two pairs of new shoes on the table. The next night, the shoemaker didn't go to bed. He saw two elves in his shop. They made the shoes. The shoemaker wanted to thank the elves. He made some little clothes for them. He also cooked them a big dinner. That night, the elves came to the shop. This time there wasn't any leather. But they were very happy to find the new clothes and food. The Twins and the Big Surprise. Alex and Leo were brothers. They were twins, but they were very different. Leo was a very good boy. He worked hard at school. Every day after school he did his homework. He helped his mother. He played football with his father. Alex was different. He didn't like school. He didn't work hard. He was bored. He drew pictures in the lessons. He didn't do his homework. He didn't help his mother.
You shouldn't draw pictures in the lessons, said his mother.
You should work hard and do your homework, said his father.
One day, Alex and Leo were at school. Their mother was in their bedroom. She opened a cupboard. She saw a notebook and read it. It was a story with beautiful pictures. It was about a blind man and a kind boy.
My clever boy, said the mother. My clever Leo can write interesting stories. He can draw very well, too.
At that moment, Alex opened the door.
Alex, said his mother. Look, this is your brother's book. He wrote this story.
Do you like the story?
Asked Alex.
Yes, I do. It's very good,
said his mother proudly.
Thank you,
said Alex.
It's mine. I wrote it.
Alex looked at his mother. His mother looked at him.
I'm glad you like my story,
said Alex. 20 years later, Alex was a famous writer.